September 27, 1938. The sea as symbol of the divine will. How seas of joys were flowing close to the pains of Jesus. The power of innocent suffering. The manifested truth as a new creation. I am always in the sea of the divine will and my pains and bitterness are unspeakable. I let them flow into it, so that they may be invested by its light and turn into light for me. Then my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness told me, "My blessed daughter, the sea gives room to all the things that dive into it. It gives room to the fish, keeping them submerged in its waters, giving them everything they need to survive. The fish are most fortunate and rich because they miss nothing, living always in the sea. But if they went out of the sea, they would lose their lives. The sea receives anyone, taking all inside its waters. If the sailor wants to cross the sea to go to different regions, the water of the sea receives the ship, becomes its way, accompanying him, never leaving him alone until he reaches his destination. Everybody can find a place in the sea. Such is my will, everyone can find a place in it, and with unspeakable love, it becomes life of all the way to guide them, light to dissolve the darkness of life, strength to sustain them. It never leaves them alone. It wants to do together with them whatever they do. Oh! How saddened it becomes in seeing its creature outside of its sea, because it sees them so ugly, dirty and dissimilar as to be disgusting. Therefore the most fortunate ones are those who live in my will. They are brought on the lap of its waves and, provided that they live in it, it will take care of all that is needed for their good. After this, I followed my Jesus in his pains, uniting mine to his and receiving their strength to sustain mine which kept me crushed. Then my dear Jesus added with unspeakable tenderness, "My blessed daughter, I suffered unheard of pains. But close to these pains, seas of joys, of endless happiness were flowing. I could see the good they were going to produce. I could see, enclosed in them, the souls that were going to be saved. And since my pains were filled with love, they matured with their heat the most beautiful sanctities, the most difficult conversions, the most astonishing graces. In my pains I felt excruciating sufferings, that gave me the most ruthless and cruel death. But also seas of joys that sustained me and gave me life. If I were not sustained by the joys contained in my sufferings, the torment was so much I would have died at the first pain I suffered I could not have prolonged my life. Now, your pains are not only similar to mine, but I can say that they are mine. If you knew how much I suffer. I feel their honest their torment embittering me to the depth of my heart, but in these pains I also see seas of joy flowing, that will make my will rise again more beautiful and majestic in the middle of the creatures. You don't know what an innocent pain suffered on my behalf means. It can form by its power seas of graces, light and love for the benefit of all. If it weren't for these innocent pains that sustain my justice, I would send to ruin the whole world. Therefore, don't lose heart, my daughter. Trust me and I will take care of everything, to defend the rights of my will and to make it reign. I can say that everything I said regarding my will is like a new creation more beautiful, more various, more majestic than the creation that everybody sees. Oh! How this visible creation remains behind it. As it is impossible for men to destroy or suffocate the light of the sun, to stop the impetuosity of the wind or the air that everybody breathes, or to make of everything a pile of ruins in the same way, they cannot suffocate, much less, destroy what I have said. This is a new, speaking creation, and each truth carries the seal of our divine life. So, in the truth I have manifested to you there are speaking suns, speaking and overwhelming winds and my will to the extent of besieging the creature with the empire of its power. In these truths there exist my various beauties that will enrapture the creatures, the seas of love by which they will be continuously inundated and that will win all hearts to love me with their sweet murmuring. In these truths I place all the possible imaginable goods, love that conquers, enraptures, sweetens and shakes. Nothing is missing to dominate the creature and to make my will descend with decorum and majesty, together with the army of my truths to make it reign among them. And the creature won't be given the chance to shut out this new creation of mine. I will know how to guard it and defend it. Moreover, my daughter, this new creation costs me the work, not of 6 days, but of 50 years and more. How could I ever permit it to be repressed not to have its life, or to come to light? This would be as if I had not enough power, which cannot be. I will know how to protect them. Not single word will be touched or destroyed. It costs me too much. And when things cost a lot, all the means, all the arts are used, even one's own life, in order to obtain the purpose. Therefore let me accomplish the job of this new creation and do not worry about what they say or do. These are the usual human volubilities. At one wind's blow they see black, at another blow they take off the bandage and see white. I will know how to take over everyone and unleash the aggressive army of my truths to dominate the creature. It takes patience from my side and from your side. So, without moving, let's go forward.